The Right Beginning, Nonfiction Narrative. Dr. Denise Schmandt-Besserat became a researcher with a mission when she visited an ancient Mesopotamian archaeological site in the Middle East. There, she saw tiny clay objects in uniform shapes and was fascinated. Some were shaped like miniature animals or tools. Others were simple forms but had seemingly random markings. Many researchers said it was not possible to learn how these objects were used thousands of years ago. Nevertheless, Dr. Schmandt-Besserat commenced her own study of these mysterious objects, confident that she could find some answers. Over time, Dr. Schmandt-Besserat discovered something remarkable. The clay objects had been made by the Mesopotamian society as part of a formal system that helped buyers and sellers keep track of goods. A scribe, a specially trained writer, would create these tokens out of small, moist clay tablets. Markings stood for different products, such as a bushel of grain or a jar of olive oil. Dr. Schmandt-Besserat discovered that at first, Mesopotamians sealed the tokens inside clay storage containers. If someone wanted to report on a container's contents, the container had to be opened. Later, Mesopotamians came up with a better idea. They used a token to make an impression on the outside of a container before they sealed the token inside. Over time, this system was further improved. People realized that a symbol could also represent a quantity and stand for a numerical amount. If a farmer was selling products in bulk, a numerical symbol was a good way to represent a particular quantity of items. Using inferences about changes in markings and symbols, Dr. Schmandt-Besserat determined that writing grew out of the need to count. Eventually, tokens were replaced with picture symbols, which helped improve or enrich the nature of writing. The result was that ancient peoples began to communicate in writing, telling not only how many, but also who, what, when, where, and how. These are the same questions that Dr. Schmandt-Besserat seeks to answer every day.